So out here holding gospel signs is always a great time to ponder topics and things. The other day I did a teaching on tourniquets and applying the gospel. And if you know anything about a tourniquet, when you're bleeding to death, you got to strap it on, tighten it down to stop the blood flow to save your life, perhaps, or a limb. And the gospel is the same way. The good news is Jesus Christ, and his death, burial, and resurrection can't do anything without that. It's the whole foundation. But how do you apply it? So I want you to ponder that today if you find this post. How do you apply the gospel? Jesus, death, burial, and resurrection. You just believe in it? Satan does that. You go to church? Millions of people do that. Or do you have to actually do something? In Acts 2, when Peter preached and they were convicted, what did the people say? Go read Acts 2. It says, their hearts were pricked and they said, what shall we do? Did you notice they were Old Testament Torah-keeping people? They knew God's covenants and God's word always requires you to do something. You don't work your way to heaven. You don't work your way to heaven any more than a wife does the husband's part in a covenant of marriage or the husband does the wife's part in the covenant of marriage. No, each must do their own part. Christ did his part perfectly of the covenant, the blood covenant. Now we must do our part. And by faith in his glorious shed blood and resurrection, we must repent. His first ministry words, I went through this in my teaching. And God gives us the Holy Spirit to those who obey him. That's a work of God. And then we, by our will and his spirit, he helps us to strive to obey in holiness and obedience, keeping his word for the New Testament and some pre-Torah things. We don't keep Torah law today. We can't. And then we endure. Jesus said to endure. Jesus said to obey. Jesus said, go sin no more. All of these things we must do to apply the gospel to our lives. So ponder that. Go to the don'tperish.com website. Look on the teaching area. Look up my article on the gospel applied, or look up the word tourniquet, and you will see that you must enter through the narrow gate. And you must apply what Christ has done. Otherwise, you're no different than Satan and his demons. You're believing to destruction. Love y'all. Just some thoughts for you from the sign flying road. We're headed down the gospel road tomorrow, working our way towards a preach outside a religious, carnal, wicked event, hoping there's some sheep there. Shining the light on the internet. Our van is plastered with gospel signs. We're holding gospel signs. We're witnessing one-on-one when we have to do business in stores. Doing everything we can to get the word out. My sign today says, Jesus' wrath is coming. Flee your church. Flee the culture. Obey Christ. Repent. Don'tperish.com. Love y'all. Hold fast. God be praised.